This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that everyone is doing well on this beautiful day, this beautiful night, on this beautiful Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, whichever day you have decided to listen to Safe Haven. We are just so grateful and blessed that you have taken the time to listen to us. I just wanted to thank everyone for listening to last week's service. If you have not listened to last week's service, after you listen to this one, please scroll on down, click to the last week's to services from last week, or you can listen to any service that we have already re-recorded in our archive. No matter where you're listening at us on, either on the podcast platform that you have chosen to listen to us on, or at our website at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Just so grateful to have you guys here today. Today's message is a strong message. It's a beautiful message, and just grateful for it. I just want to give a few things to get off my chest right now. I just want to say thank you all. Want to let you all know you can donate to Safe Haven Podcast. That's right. That's whatever you feel that is on your heart to bless us with, because I'm not saying that the money is all that we're looking for. It is something that is a necessary tool to keep this podcast growing and flowing. Amen. So therefore, you can go to our Cash App. If you have Cash App, you don't have Cash App, now is a great time to set up your Cash App just for the purpose of donating to or tithing to Safe Haven. You can go to our Cash App at $BrianPusey. Once again, that's $BrianPusey. You can donate from anything from $1 to $1,000 or whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. Coming soon, just want to let you guys know that we are going to be selling our merchandise. We're going to have a few hats. We're going to have a few shirts and even a few sweatshirts, all right, to keep you guys warm. So therefore, get ready, because Safe Haven is going to be out there. We'd love to have your support in any way necessary. But in the meantime, want to let you guys know, if you donate, you'll be able to do that. Also, subscribe to Safe Haven Podcast, either through this platform or go to the webpage. Most definitely register your email at the webpage so you know what's going on and to be updated, because as we're collating a list together, guess what? Everyone's going to be rewarded soon enough. Amen? Amen. But enough about the business side. Let us get to the side of why you are here. Okay? We're going to be coming from the Acts of Apostles today. We're going to be coming from Acts chapter 17. Going to be reading verses 24 through 25. Once again, that's Acts 17, verses 24 and 25. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, All God Made. All God Made. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message in advance. And praying right now for the messenger, as in me, O Heavenly Father, use me in the way that you see fit. Empty out my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All God made. You know what? First thing I want to let you guys know, whenever you have time, get a chance to read Acts chapter 17 in its entirety. Why, you ask? Why, Rev? You pinpoint one part. Now, it would take me probably about 2 hours to break down this entire chapter from which we have just taken a small piece out of the text to focus on today. Because when you think about it, when you go over to verses 1 through 9, you're going to hear about an uproar going on as Paul and Silas are passing through to get to where they have to go. And guess what? They had to stop and talk. They had to talk about Jesus. They got to talk about, this is the Messiah who you're arguing about, Jesus. That's the first part. And then from verses 10 through 15, guess what? Paul and Silas was in Berea. And guess what? He was talking to another. He was talking about that too. He was talking about everything. And then as Paul sent away, but Silas and Timothy remained. He left Timothy there. And you know what? We're going to talk about Timothy in the future. Now, you're going to understand about a little bit more about that when you study it. Amen? But you know what? They could, because it says in verse 15, I just have to say this. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens. After receiving instructions to have Silas and Timothy join him as soon as possible, they left him. That's something else. But anyway, as we're building up into today's text here, from verse 16, Paul is in Athens. And while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply distressed to see that the city was full of idols. So he argued in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons. This is verses 16 through 17. Every day, those who happened to be there, you know, and he was getting into a debate about this. He's like, what do y'all got these idols here? See, this is building up into today's text right now. Verse 22, it says, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. Verse 23, coming to it. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, to an unknown God. Small letter G. No, unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown. This I proclaim to you. And here we come into today's text where Paul pretty much says it best. The God who made the world and everything in it. That's who you worship. That's who you. That's that quote unquote unknown entity that you are looking up to. That is that unknown deity. Amen. I know there's a lot of people out here saying, Rev, I don't understand where you're going with this. Or there's some out here saying, I feel where you're going with this because this is something deep. This is something interesting. Educate me, sir, because I need to know. Well, I'm glad you're here because you know what? God wanted me to let you know a few things. He made everything. He even made the things that made the idols. Amen. Because here's the biggest thing. Now, he's trying to tell you he don't want you to worship the idols. It's like me looking at a favorite pen. I'm just going to use that as an example. Because sometimes when people see me around, they see me with a favorite stylus pen, amen? One that I took some time and effort into rebuilding, amen? I'm just going to use this as an example. I'm not going to sit here and worship the little pen and say, I bow down to you, almighty pen. Because guess what? That is not what God wants you to do. Yes, God made it because it's God made, amen? God made all the pieces of the tool to make it look the way it looks, amen? He just used a vision in my mind to bring out to fruition. Now, that's something right there. We're not talking about you need to go outside into the garage or go into the parking lot wherever your car is parked and go bow down and say, I praise thee, old Rolls Royce. I praise thee, old Jeep. I praise thee, old Hyundai, Toyota, or whatever you drive. No, 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 no. Yes, God made it. Yes, God made it. Yes, he used man to make it. He gave them the vision. Amen. That's what I mean by when I say all God made. Everything we have is God made. But that doesn't mean that God wants you to worship the thing that he made. He wants you to worship him. See, that's where we get lost. We worship the things that he made, but we don't worship him. Amen. Yes, I could look at a little statue. Looks beautiful, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I don't have a statue in my hand because I don't own those things. But if I did own those things, I would not put a shrine up in the front room and then go saying I bow down to the shrine that it represents. No, God says you look up to the heavens, wherever you believe the heavens may be. You go into your prayer closet and you just thank him for being he himself who made us all. Amen. That is one of those things where you just got to stop and realize that you got to shift. You have to have what some of us call a paradigm shift. You got to change your views. Some of us are feeling down right now. And you want to know what? God said he didn't want you to feel down forever. He does not want you to feel down for a very long time. But sometimes, yes, we are humans. We feel down. Sometimes we feel hurt. But sometimes we need a paradigm shift. We need to start looking at things from a different point of view. If we continue to look at things from our point of view, sometimes our viewpoint is flawed. Sometimes we got to plug ourselves back up into the source. Amen. It's just like a phone or a tablet. Amen. You know, sooner or later, if you keep it unplugged from the source, it's going to run out of power. It's going to run out of juice. And that is exactly what some of us is. I remember one time I worked on a job, amen, and they had a schedule where I could not come to church every Sunday. I couldn't come. I tried my best, but I couldn't come. Sooner or later, I was losing the power. Sooner or later, my battery was dying, if not dead already, amen. It took a while, and then the Lord finally blessed me to get back, replugged back into the source. Now, sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But when they took me away from the source, it was not easy. That's one of the reasons why you see me one place one Sunday or you see me another place another Sunday. It's not because I don't love the Lord. It's not because I don't love the church. It's because I'm trying to get reconnected. Amen. And sometimes I need more than what is placed in front of me. I'm not worried about you dangling the carrot about saying, oh, yeah, we're going to have you do this here on this Sunday. No, it's not about that. Now, I'll be glad if you have me do this here on Sunday, but guess what? It's a little bit more. The Lord got a lot of words in me. He put a lot of words in me, amen? And, you know, I got to get it out. I got to get it out, and also I got to hear it. I got to hear it. I can't just hear from one point of view. I got to hear from another point of view, amen? It's because I want to get all sides, because when I'm preaching to the people, I need to know what the people are hearing, amen? I need to know what the people are feeling. I need to understand that, and I've got no issue with settling in a church, amen? I have no problems with that. I know some churches right now that I could point everybody to. I just got through trying to help one of my preaching brethren right now, trying to find a church so they could go to, so they could finish what they started, amen? And you know what? That was me. Because guess what? The Lord has called me to go to all these places, all these churches, all these entities to sit under all these pastors at one point, either whether I'm sitting in the pulpit with them or I'm sitting in the audience with the rest of the congregation listening. What does that mean? I wanted to hear what God was saying to them so I could understand what I need to do to reach the people, to reach the masses. Because please know, I'm not just preaching to people in the Chicagoland area right now. I'm preaching to people in Europe. I'm preaching to people in France, Switzerland, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, everywhere you can think of. I'm even preaching in China right now, because if anybody understands what I'm saying in China, say amen in your language. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's what the Lord wants me to do. He wants me to preach to all. He don't want just me to preach to some. Amen. I know you're probably wondering, you're saying, Rev, this is deep. I need to take some notes. I need something to remember as I go about the week. If I don't share this message with my friends, which I could do these days, I don't have to just keep it to myself. I can hit the share button and put it on my social media, or put it on my phone and put it in the text box and send it to a friend in need who needs to hear this message. Amen. I bet you did it. I'm glad you did it, because if you do that, you're not just helping me. You're helping yourself. You're helping yourself become an evangelist on your own, because you're reaching out to those in all nations. Amen. But here's the three points. I know everybody who listens to me saying, what's the points? Pastor, I want to hear the points so I could go about my day. But guess what? You hear the points, but you're going to get a little bit of deeper context and meaning of what that means. Amen? First point in this message of all God made. We must acknowledge all of God's creations. I'll say it again for the note takers. We must acknowledge all of God's creations. Now, I just got through saying earlier, we must acknowledge all of God's creations, not just the pen, the paper, the books, the TV, the video player, the streaming stick, whatever you got in your house, your video game. But that's nice. You acknowledge that God helped create these things. Amen. He created the light bulb. He created the heat. He created the person to build that first house. Amen. And whatever house you live in, be it a nice house that was born in that was built in 1955, or a house that was born that was built in 2015. Amen. It doesn't matter when your house was built. But guess what? That is something that God made. God made that. God made everything. God made the clothes that you're wearing. God helped put the pieces together of the food that you eat every day. Amen. You know, you sitting here wondering, what in the world is this guy talking about? Well, this guy is talking about something that God made. Guess what God made also that is so special, so important, so vital to this world? He made you. That's right, you. He made you to be a great thing, great, great wonder. But you know what? Sometimes we sit back and not think about these things. We don't think about how good it is that we are in this world. And I'm praying for those right now. I hope you're praying for these people too that don't think these things, that think that they're a failure, think that they're worthless, think that they don't have no purpose in life. Well, guess what? I've got news for you today. If you're listening to me under the sound of my voice, I got one more thing to tell you. You are all the things that you think that you're not. Amen? I look in the mirror and I said to myself, am I any of these things that I believe that I am? Am I truly a powerful, dynamic preacher? Am I truly a great writer? Am I a person who's lived a worthy life? Guess what the answer is? Yes, yes, and heck yeah. Hallelujah. I was just sitting here. I was sitting in my room yesterday. Yes, I'm telling you this story. I was sitting in my room yesterday, feeling a little down, not completely down, but just a little down, because after I went through a session with the therapist, that's right, there's nothing wrong with having a little therapy in your life, because therefore you got to get it out of your mind and you got to have somebody help you process these things. So I am a big, big, vital supporter of therapy. Amen. But anyway, I was sitting after the session, I was feeling a little down, I was feeling a little out of it, because somebody told me the day before the therapy session, they wanted to see me. They were actually thrilled to want to see me. Did they ever contact me? No, they did not. Right after that, they did not contact me. They ghosted me. And you know what? I don't have a problem with being ghosted, amen? You want to know why I don't have a problem with being ghosted? Because they don't know who they're ghosting. Amen. They don't know that they're ghosting a man of God. They don't know that they're ghosting someone who represents God, someone that also made them. But you know what? I wasn't upset completely. I just prayed over the person. I prayed for their soul. I prayed for their love. I prayed for their heart. I prayed for everything that they're going through. So guess what? Person who ghosted me, I have no issue with you ghosting me. Amen. And some people out there saying, you ghosted me, brother. And you know what I have to say about that? I have to protect my peace. Amen. There's someone out there right now saying, that's right, brother. You got to protect your peace, because if you don't protect your peace, there ain't going to ever be any peace. Amen. They're going to get a piece of you before you can even find peace again. But guess what? The Lord gave me some peace in that moment. But bottom line, near the end of the night, my best friend called me. Well, actually, they texted me, and they reached out to me. They wanted to know how my day was. They wanted to know what was going on in my world. And I felt so honored. I felt so pleased, because you know what? That reminded me that, hey, there's someone out there, Rev. There's someone out there, B, that really cares about you. They really want to know how you're doing. They really concerned about your feelings. They're concerned. They want to see you grow. They want to see you blossom. They want to see you blow up and do some great things. Amen. And you know what? I was so grateful for the person calling me. I even told him myself, I said, I'm so grateful that you called. I'm so grateful that you reached out, because you know what? That just made me feel good, because I didn't have to do all the reaching out. I didn't have to do all the picking up the phone all the time. Because sometimes it feels good when somebody else does it. Amen. It's good when you do it. Don't get me wrong. If you haven't done it in a while, that's good. You should do it, because then you surprise them. But when somebody else does it, it feels good. It feels great. I almost wanted to come bust out and sing some James Brown. I almost wanted to say, ooh, I feel good. I knew that I would. You know, that's how I felt for the moment. I don't want to be sitting here singing B.B. King all the time saying, the thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. I didn't want to be doing that all the time. And I know there's many of you that don't want to be doing that all the time because you want to be reminded that you are God made. Here's the thing. After you acknowledge all of God's creations, point two, we can't contain God in a box that he also created. Woo! I'll say that again for the note takers. We can't contain God in a box that he also created. Look at verse 25. He said, after we realize that God does not live in shrines made by human hands, in other words, he does not live in my pen, he doesn't live in your statue, he doesn't live in your car, he doesn't live inside the metal of your car. After we realize that, we also got to realize that nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything. Now, don't be thinking that you're going to get a bucket of water and put it right next to the shrine and think God's going to drink that water. Well, guess who created the water? That's right. God created the water. Don't think that if you pick some sunflower seeds or you pick a grape off the tree and you put it right there next to the shrine, what do you think? You think God's going to eat it? First of all, God ain't hungry for that. God is hungry for our love. God is hungry for our hearts. He's hungry he's yearning for our souls to come to him in earnest and honest, good to goodness, love, and conviction. Amen. That's what he's hungry for. He's not hungry for the food because guess what he made? He made it. He made it for us so we can survive. Amen. He made it for our nourishment. He's looking for a different kind of nourishment now, and he's praying that you're looking for a different kind of nourishment next to the food, next to the grape and the water and the wine or whatever you partake to survive. Amen. No, he wants that. And he wants to also remind you, you can't contain him in a box. I remember hearing a story about how somebody put God in a box. I thought to myself, how can you put somebody in a box when God is the box? Amen. You can't contain God. You can't put God in the jar when God is the jar. That means God wasn't even in there. When you put the lid on there, guess what? God said, I don't know why you put the lid on it. I am the jar. So therefore, the only thing you did was just put a jar in the closet. You didn't even put God in there. You didn't say, I got God trapped in a jar, or I got God sealed up, taped up in a box when he is the tape. He is the box. He is the jar. He's the lid. Amen? It's different. Now, what am I trying to say, Red? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Well, this is what I'm trying to say is right now, you should not let anybody put you in a box, amen? You shouldn't let anybody put you in a corner for whatever it is they did 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago, 5 days ago, or 5 seconds ago, amen? Guess what? Because you are a God-made human being. Therefore, we need to start being what God has called us to be and stop pretending like we're not. Amen. Because guess what? We are more than conquerors in this world. Hey, oh, hallelujah. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can today. Because guess what? That is what we got from verse 25a. Ooh, verse 25a. When you start to realize that you can't contain God in anything, you can't lock him in your room because he is the room. Amen. You can't lock him in your car because he is a part of the car. Matter of fact, you can't even lock yourself in there because guess what? God is in you. Amen. So if anybody traps you in a place, remember that you are God and you are a part of God. And guess what? God is in you. All you got to do is hit the activate button. You got to hit the button. Amen. Not the easy button. Anybody can hit that button. That button will always say this. That was easy. But guess what? You got to do more than just hit that button. You're going to have to do more. When you hit the button, you can say, that means nothing because guess what? God is good in me. Yeah, hit that button. I'm going to make a button like that. Say, hey, it was good. Now God is good and God is in me. Let's go. Amen. Amen. After we acknowledge all of God's creations, after we realize that we can't contain God in a box that he created, here's the best part of them all. Point three. I hope you're ready. God doesn't conform to our will, but we should conform to his. Ooh, I'll say it again. God doesn't conform to our will, but we should conform to his. Verse 25b says it's best after we got it started off that he is not served by human hands, or so we need anything. This part is the best. Since he himself gives to all mortals life, and breath and all things. Get a load of that. Get a load of that. He himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. Question, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing in your life? I know I was having this question. I was having this crisis of conscience the past couple of weeks. I was like, what is the Lord doing in my life? He's giving me all this energy, all this blessing, all these gifts. And what am I doing with it? It wasn't until recently I realized, I'm like, I'm not doing everything. I'm doing some things. I'm not doing everything. But the one thing I was scared of a few years ago, that I was being taken away from what I was called to do, which is what I am doing right now, preaching. I was scared. Yes, I'm admitting this. And I know there's some preachers out there that from higher places that are listening to me right now are probably even going to crib a little from me. And that's fine. You can crib because guess who you're cribbing from? You're cribbing from the Lord. Amen. You ain't cribbing from me. You just being inspired. Something that the Lord used within me to bring it out to you. Amen. I'm happy for you that if that's the case. But you know what? I was scared because I was like, they're not calling me. They're not calling me. And then I realized, why am I worried about them calling me? They are men. Man is only inspired by what man sees. And if man is inspired by God to call a person to do a thing, a great thing, then that is when now I'm going to get called. But guess what the Lord told me in those times? He said this, Brian, you were called to do this. What are you waiting for? I'm giving you avenues. I'm supplying the chain that you need to do. When I started this podcast almost 6 years ago in April, guess what? I had no intention of doing what I am doing now. Amen. I had no intention of turning this into what it is. But guess what? That God, the Lord used me in a way that I didn't even see fit. Barely a year in, a year or two in, boom, we had a pandemic. And you know what? I wasn't even going to church at that time. I was sitting at home like the rest of you. I didn't have the access to come in with a mask on and then take my mask off and preach a word and then put my mask back on and go home. No, I didn't have that opportunity. But guess what? The Lord said, I've already given you the avenue, Brian. Use it. And then the next thing you know, here we are. Safe Haven Podcast. Even though it's called technically, officially, Brian C. Pusey Safe Haven. But this is Safe Haven Podcast, amen. If you bought a shirt right now or a hat, it will say Safe Haven Podcast. You'll find me out there one of these days, and you're going to reach out to me. Now, if the ministers ain't reached out to me, that's on them. Shame on them, because you know what? I'm not here to steal your congregation, amen. I'm here to compliment your congregation. I'm here to compliment you in what you're doing. I'm here to enhance the ministry, amen. I'm not here to say, oh, you got to come with me. Follow me to a building. No, I ain't saying that. I'm saying follow me to the internet, because some of y'all are going to be on the internet, because guess what? You're not going to always be able to access your pastor when it's crunch time during the week. When you're sitting in the car on your way to work and you're tired of listening to talk radio, guess what you do? You're going to pop me in, amen? You're going to turn me on. You're going to hit the streaming thing on your phone and you're going to go listen to me in your car. You're going to listen to me on the car radio. Thank you for putting me on the radio, amen? Or you're sitting at home and you just don't have time to go scrolling the internet to look for your church or your favorite church or YouTube for that matter to look for your favorite church. So guess what you do? You log in to a Spotify or wherever, whichever avenue that you go through, an iHeartRadio, something like that. And guess what? You're going to turn on Safe Haven because you already know that you're going to be blessed with God's word right then and there. Amen. Or you're sitting at work on your break or at your lunchtime and you just like saying, I need something to get me through 30 minutes. Amen. Well, guess what? The Lord has called you to listen to Safe Haven because we've done in 30. I could go 2 hours. I could preach for 50 minutes. But guess what? It's not designed for that. Amen. If you have a word that'll go that long, that's fine. Guess what? You hit pause when you know you got to go back to the floor. Amen. Or you can listen to me on your 15-minute break. You listen to one half. You say, okay, he's getting built up. I got to stop right here. Put a pin right here. Pause him. And then I come back later on the rest of my break. And then I'm going to finish it off. And then I'm going to be ready for the rest of the day. That's what I'm all about. So I just want to let those preachers know that have been resistant or been held back on inviting me to speak in your congregation. Well, guess what? I'm not here to take your congregation. I'm not here to take your flock. I'm here to help you help them. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Guess what? Because we're all God made. And once we realize that, we're all in this together. We are one. We're under one God universal. Amen. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray that this touches someone and blesses someone in a whole mighty different way than it did before they even turned this on. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to pray for all the listeners, new listeners, seasoned listeners, and listeners to be, oh, Heavenly Father, continue to walk in their life and in their journey. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you all for tuning into this message. Like we said before, if you are interested in donating to this ministry so we can keep this ministry growing and flowing, you can go to our Cash App at $ Brian Pugsley. Donate whatever it is that the Lord has placed in your heart, from $1 to $1,000 or whatever. We will be so grateful, and we will put that money away, and we're going to use that for a great thing. Now, I've said this last week and the week before that we are looking for a place. We are looking for a place to meet. Now, we won't meet every week when we get this place. But, you see, the monies that you donate will go to helping us be able to pay for that place. Amen. Pay for the opportunity to see you in person. And I would be glad to see you in person. Amen. I would be glad. You could join us. You could work with us. You can do fellowship with us. You can do whatever you want. And you can still go to your church. Amen. It doesn't matter. I'm not a jealous preacher. I understand the need to go out and be fed the word. You know, you can get me for a little while, but you can listen to another minister. I know a lot of preachers, so therefore I'm comfortable. I am solid in what I do when I come out to preach, when I come out to do this thing called ministry, because we're a team. We are a team of disciples, amen, apostles even. We're doing what the Lord has called us to do, and all I'm doing is just complimenting the call, amen. For those who are interested in having Safe Haven come to your congregation, now that we're on that topic, you can reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section. You can go out and fill out the information, and we'll definitely get back to you as soon as possible. Amen. If you're looking for prayer, if you have prayer requests, you can go to the same section. If you want to register as a guest, if you're a preacher, if you've been called to preach, guess what? We will give you that. We will give you the platform. Amen. All you got to do is reach out to us. You can go to www.safehavenpodcast.org, and you can go straight to the register as a guest section, fill out the information, give us a little snippet, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible and put you on the calendar. Amen. Once again, you can also go to the donate section at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and then it'll take you straight to the Cash App, and then you can get your Cash App account set up, and you can give us whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. I'm not looking for a specific dollar amount, all right? I'm just looking for whatever God has placed on your heart to give. That's all we want. We want you to give to the ministry, amen? I understand there's a lot of preachers out here. There's a lot of churches out here that don't follow what the Lord has called them to do. They take your money, and then they put it in a car. They put it in a suit. Well, guess what? I'm putting it in the kingdom, amen? That's all I'm here to do. Amen. So if you see me walking in the door and you see the Safe Haven sign, you see the logo on the page, if you see that guy with the Safe Haven podcast cap, you are looking at who the Lord is called to be in your place at that given time. I'm not asking for any special privileges. I'm just asking that you just let me hear you first, and then let us go from there, because you never know where the Lord is going to place me or you next. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm not going to keep you guys. I'm going to let you all go to about your week, your day, whatever. Like I said, whatever time you're listening, I'm going to let you go about it. But please, 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 pretty please, share this message with your friends, your loved ones. Matter of fact, even do me a real solid. Share it with your enemies. Amen. Share it with your enemies, because you never know. They might need to hear a word from God as well. Don't forget that. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go now. I pray that you guys have a blessed week. We will definitely see you next time, but let us pray out before we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for today. We pray that you just continue to be in us, O Heavenly Father, as we go about our week. Dismiss us from this place, but never, ever, ever from your presence, O Heavenly Father. Continue to guide us within hope that there's a better days are coming. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God, and I'll see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.